What's happened to the nation is the thing that could happen to the church. The nation has become primarily concerned with personal comfort and with happiness rather than with the things that make us great. We are more concerned with self than we are with others. And I looked at those three points that I had jotted down, the things that make us great, and I shuddered when I looked at them. Freedom. Yes, freedom still, but it's a remnant. Life is no longer precious in this nation. Sure, we have laws that are set up to try to keep people from taking other lives, and yet this nation has gone on record before God of murdering millions of unborn children simply because they're invisible, simply because we can't see them. God is not going to withhold his judgment on a nation like... You say, well, what about China? China's had more abortions than America. Ah, but unto whom much is given, much is required. And we knew better. And we have taken that which God gave us and have violated it. Under God. We're no longer a nation under God. Because democracy without God will always destroy itself. And we've become a nation that is no longer under God. And so anybody can stand up and say, I object. They're praying over there. They have a religious play going on. They have a nativity scene out there. I object. And we take it out. We're not a nation under God anymore. Our missionary support has dropped way off. We're not a nation that protects the freedom of our people anymore. And so now, all you have to do is find a hostage and take it, and the whole nation is caught. It used to be that we would send out the entire Marine Corps if there was just one person being held hostage. Whole division of soldiers would go and die to protect one, no longer. Now we negotiate with the devil or with the devils. We don't have the commitment to the cause that we once had. We're not like the Israelis who will go down to Uganda at night to take care of their hostages and risk all of their lives to bring their people out if their plane is hijacked. We don't do that. We talk and we negotiate. What's going wrong? Let me suggest two things that's gone wrong. First is there has been an increase in individualism. We have become a nation of individuals rather than a family of people. An increase of individualism. And second has been a lack of commitment to great causes. We don't have any great causes. There's nothing to excite us. We have it all. And the tragic part about it is that the culture that we live in has affected the church of Jesus Christ rather than the church affecting the culture as it ought to. And so the church has become like the culture. We run our churches like corporate industry. We judge ourselves on the basis of size and building and money rather than on God's pleasure. So our culture has affected the church.